ויוסר מרעש ויסוף, וישקע במקום ההוא. יעבירו קרמסטו במקום גודל, he realizes whatever, he came back and he falls asleep, he goes to sleep. Vayishka, he goes to sleep with that mokum. The Chazal Rashi brings Vayishka the mokum ahu, Lashem miut, Vayishka mokum shochav. Avol yudal shonim, Sheshimesh beveis eva, lo shochav belayla. He didn't lay down b'night, so you're always sick by Torah. Like Avinu, those you doubt, Shom Shishuj Beis Eiver, or Shochav Belayla. He doesn't go to sleep at night, so you're always sick, but Toyu is always sick, but Toyu. Mary Dik Chazal, the Yankov Avinu, after 63 years in Lachor, he was learning the whole time. He feels that he needs to go again. Last week Shmuz in Mahala, but now he feels he needs to go back again to a place of the Beis Medrash, to another Yudal Chonim. But this time it seems a deek over here, because we didn't have this Losh before, like Shocha V'Layla. Now Avinu feels the need to turn on the learning a little bit more. Stumble, even when he was learning the 63 years, he wasn't sleeping too much either. Yagubino was a masmid, Yeshiva Holim. But this Yudal Shama, he totally raised it to a different level. The Shochav Halayla, to Yeshiva Ter, but Tzorach Li'ayim was it. The end of the parasha, Rabbi Isai, fascinating machshav at the end of the parasha. Something that's so emistic. The parasha brings the whole, we go into the whole maisa with Yaakov going to Beis Lavan. And he made the whole story. He had to work 20 years, be able to be masik, everything that was there. So the Torah tells us over there that after 20 years of Avodah and Beis Lavan, so he sees it's a time to leave. He feels it's time to leave. He calls out his wives to the Soda and he tells them it's time to get out of here. It's time to leave. And I once said over a vort, Shimon Weintraub, not about a different, it was a mashkiach in Yeshivas, Tzvi Kishalevsky, Shlita. She once said over a vort, what's the pshad Yaakov decide now is the time to leave? So it says in the pasuk, when he goes to lay, he calls him out to the field, it's time to pack out. Now get out of here. Why? Ki roi ani sepnei avicha ki enenu ilai kismol shulshan. I see the face of your father. It's not like it used to be. Ve'lekei ovi oi imodi. So he said a big yisoy that Yaakov Avinu's tachlus to go out. Al pisvarim obviously and everybody has to go out in the world. The Yisoy that Goran is, our Yisoy is to be moitzi, then the Yisoy is the Kedusha, and those Mekoymas. The Tzadik is moitzi, the Kedusha, the Yonim of Kedusha, there's Kedusha in everything. Everything has Kedusha, but that's why we make a bracha. We moitzi the Knitzoy of Kedusha. Rav Chaim says, you have to understand why, but he says that Birchas Ilonish, you shouldn't make on Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos Boire. But, you don't make on Shabbos. The Minik's not very bad, you have to understand what it means. Why not every bracha? But if you moitzi the Tzadik is, with the Matthias of it, when it's my heart is good for the bad, you have to know where La'alta, maybe, Yesh La'ayin, and Sil's boy, but that's the lush of the Kavachai. The Ben Ishchai says, the Ben Ishchai says, the Kavachai wanted to say, that the reason why you don't make Kibiris and other Shabbos is Moitz and Nitzayis Kedusha. Every bracha that we make about Yisrael, there's Nitzayis Kedusha, even in physical Zachar. So the Yisrael is Moitz and Nitzayis Kedusha. The Tzadik went to, Yaakovina went to Chutzlar, it wasn't Stam. He had to go out into the world, and at the base law, the Moitz and Nitzayis Kedusha. From love, from the whole of Matzah, how do you know that was finished? So he says, "Gavaldi Gazach, where is the sort of kedusha by Zion? When a person's smile, when a person's happy, when a person has happiness, when a person smiles, that comes from koyach hakedusha by Zion. When a person is depressed, of course, we know where that comes from koyach hatuma, koyach hakedusha. Vayar es pnei lovan, v'nei enok ismol shulshoyin. He saw the face of lovan. He was depressed now. Oh." He saw that's it. There's no more concerns kedusha. Time to get out of here. But Yaakov is in base Lavan 20 years, and he works hard. He starts to leave. Lavan catches up with him, and Lavan is giving Yaakov mamish. He's mamish upset with Yaakov. Hashem tells him, "Don't hurt him," but he's so upset. Why did you steal my truck and the whole thing? And there's a whole interaction over here that's mamish unbelievable, Rabbi said. So the whole thing happens, he looks, he doesn't find anything, and Yaakov finally lets Lavan have it a little bit. Says to Yaakov to Lavan, Yichal Yaakov, Yorav Lavan, Yaan Yaakov, Yorav Lavan, Ma Pishi, Ma Chatosi, Kidulak Tacharai. Okay, Yaakov didn't know. Kimishashi, because it's called Kedah, Ma Matosi, because it's called Yisrael. Did you find anything? Well, I'm a Ghana, if you know me. Zeshim Shon Anuch Yimach. I was mamish so erlich with you to the degree of truth. I paid for him my own money. At night I ate choyrev. During the day it was boiling hot, and I went. I slaved over your sheep in the heat, boiling hot. And I slaved over your sheep, and at night it was freezing. The kerach balayla, it was freezing to the degree of kerach, ices. Vatida shnosi me'enai. I didn't sleep. I was such an erlecha with you. So yeshem shom beisecha. It's 20 years of miyaz. I've had a tikhur arba sheishonu b'shnevin beisecha, b'sheishonu b'tzaynecha. But and what you do, v'tachav es maskurti aseres moinim. Loved ones now. Lule Elkei Avi, he says, the answer. Love on steering in the face of total 100% truth. 100%. There's nothing to mechad. He's talking to Yaakov. Yaakov knows what he did. Yaakov knows everything. And Lavan knew very well what he did. And Lavan knew the whole thing. What is Lavan's answer to this taina? He's staring totally in the face of 100% truth. What's his taina? Vayan Lavan, it's a pella de gazapa, by saying it's a pella de gazapa, such a musa haskel. Vayan Lavan, vayan el yankoi. Habonos benoisai, habonim bonai, vatsoin soini, vachoasha roi alihu. It's all mine. I don't understand. What is wrong with this man? What is he off his rocker? He just told you I worked 20, we made a deal. You told me to work for your daughters. You tricked me one time, okay, I worked 14 years. Koch Shabbos Shonim. Leah, okay, trick, we'll do it again. Koch Amol. He said to the daughters, Soin. He came all the Shvachat Soin. I said, Master, 100%, take Halavai, take all the, he took all the Choyl and the sick. And Mama, these sheep were limping on two legs, walking there, schlepping along over there with Yankov. Take them all, get them out of my flock. They cause disease to my flock. Halavai, get them out of here. And Yaakov says, "Shabbos Shmaya Hashem." So Yaakov steers MS. It's his, totally his. He worked for it totally. What's his answer to the question? Who? What's three bottles? A bonai, 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 bonai. What are you, crazy? What's wrong with you? Off your rocker? Mamish Meshugina. What kind of the Torah writes in the Pelik? What kind of time is that? Bonai, bonai, boy side, the soil, the soil, we made a deal. I worked for your deal. Why was that? Tiny, tiny. It's all yours, all mine. Understand, you're all crazy. But this, but the emes of Boisai is so emes. I think there's a chazal, if I remember correctly. But it's scary, Boisai. It's a scary, scary thing. But it's even more scary because the Murid the Gemesh Chochma, the Dairy Kavashim is Gemesh Chochma. The Pasuk continues. So the Hilik Gemesh Chochma at the end of the parasha. Vayash came, Lovam Baboike. Lovam gets up in the morning, Vayinashek, he kisses his kids. Vayos Vayelech, Vayoshov, Lovam Lemikoyma. Lovam returns to his place. Mesh Chochma is Oymin, what's the Yoshov Lovam Lemikoyma? The Hilik Gemesh Chochma. Peyush, Shat, and Toyim. The person has ish kodesh in his house. Hello, royal is base mi maisa v'chochmosa. A person has ish kodesh in your house. It should be affected. It should have effect on the person. A person invites a tzaddik to his house. It's a different story, Rabbi Yisrael. You have a tzaddik. It's a big thing to have a tzaddik in your house. You have a tzaddik in your house. It affects everybody around you. The kind boy who looks at home yakka, but the Mishlei. The Lord can hold you. She holach Yaakov shav love and mekoy my harish. Love and returns to the exact same spot. Those the Mechichot. That's the limit of the Torah. Hayna matzova or rob a day is of a midah is rama go him mama. Yala holach the darkoi. Nay, Yaakov goes to his death. Vayta mailo mailo. Tzadikim and Mor says six prochus amagdalit. They keep going higher and higher. And I wanted to attack the fix that's not even too good voice that was later on. But love on the Gemara says, Bilam who love on. Bilam is love on. But stayed after the ganze Maisa voice by love on also. This is my whole sub in the Meshach Chochmah, doesn't bring it over there. But in Parshas, everybody knows where the Parshas of Bilam is, Parshas Breishis, right? Parshas Bilam, and Parshas Balak, the other Balak it says, by Yoshev, Bilam, the Mekoimah. Bilam returns to his place. What's the word? Bilam saw how the Bereshim showed him that you are not in control of your mouth, you're not in control of anything. He should have been the murder, the lesson the boy said to Bilam. He should have learned something. He had Kirch on the Vu and he saw they tried to curse and the other. It doesn't work, man. You can't do nothing. The Bereshim doesn't want. So what's the whole lesson? By Yoshua of loving them. You say, well, that's the word the boy said once over a brev. He said over. That's the Rebbe the Taitch, it says at the end of the Megillah's Esther, we got to have something to look forward to. Purim's coming. Anyway, but the Mice, it says at the end of the Megillah, stay at the end of the Megillah, the 10th paragraph of the Megillah, makes no sense. What are you going to do? At least the pair. By Yosef, Machashverus, Mas, Aliyah, Yom. Israel makes a Mas. It could be, it's probably from the Grah, this part, because the Rebbe Shurim, the Megillah is over the Grah. He made a Mas. He made a tax. On all the redeemers, me, I am. What's the pshat? So the first one say that, what was this tax for? Because the Gemara says, when Achashverosh was making the beauty pageant, so he picked Esther, so he took that Esther, Esther became his Malka. But he didn't know which Medina was for, where she was from. She didn't tell him, he's the Esther. So what happened? He made a Hanocha for the Medinas. He made a Hanocha for all the Medinas because he was still there. If he left in his Hanocha, she'll start saying something. So he made a Hanocha. Now he realizes the problem, she told him, that's who she's from. Now she knows what he did, so I gotta get my money back. Money back guarantee, you gotta get it back. Okay, it's a nice vort. What's the point of what is that? The point is Meredith. We go through Megillas Esther, Vaisai, and what do we see? Ah, by Yehuda Maisa'oyo, such a chizik of a moon of Hashem. The Bereshim's name is not mentioned in the mouth, but you see unbelievable Ashkacha, probably one after another. From that, you should be able to grow. For after you see a Megillah, you should mamish dance talk in the street. The Baruch Shem and Shkocha Pratis, the Baruch Shem is running the world. What does Achashverosh learn from the whole thing? I learned one thing. I lost my money. And you gotta get money back. Her money. That's all he learned. That's the Yisoid. Love on. It's with Isha. But I want to say even more about Yisoid. The Yisoid over here is so Erlich. This is the part of Yisoid. It's scary. It's very scary of Yisoid. The Yisoy, that Yisoy is that we're learning from this parasha, boy, say, Lavan is Lavan Haramai. He was the trickster, the biggest trickster and sheker, and everything he did was with shtick and with trickery and with sheker, and with just trying to deceive. Everything was deceitful, and everything was trying to get Aseres Moinim 100 times, Mamash every time was another trick, another shtick, another zah. Shem Yirachin, when a person is not an Erlecha, it doesn't only affect how he deals, but so if he's not Erlech with himself, he's a Ramay al Atzma. And the opportunity, when the MS hits him, when the MS hits you right in the face, it's so clear. Avaraticha, Yaakov is saying 100%, this is the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and staring you in the face. But if you learned, and you continue to be a Ramay, the Ramoyes will not only fool everybody, but you'll fool yourself, and that's the most scariest thing about yourself. To be a fool, somebody else, okay, you fooled him, but don't fool yourself, Rabbi. Could quote Shakespeare, I don't know, quote him, to thine own self be true. The only thing about that you have to be true is to yourself. You have to be true to others also, but it gets that rottenness, that core of rottenness, Rabbi. If you're not true to yourself, Rabbi Sa'ad, Hashem Yerachem, it's over. There will be no, the point of no return. He was with the MS, but we would just take off on the Meshachachos Vahar. He saw the MS. The MS was clear 100%, and there was an opportunity to realize the MS and make a different thing, not make a galay, not make a pact with the whole thing to be kindled of the Yaakov. No, we're not doing it anymore. Only pragmatia. But they're not having any cash with Yaakov. And when he went over, it says Chazal, the Medrash says that when he went over, so much so that it licked in his bones, the Ramoyes and the Sheker, that when he went over to go over to curse Klai, so he was banging into walls of his side. Says the Medrash in Parshas Balak, what was that wall? That was the Gal Eid. So the Medrash, that was the Gal Eid. And it was banging him because don't be a nincompoop. At the end of the day, you made a pact, you're not going the raw. So in his mind, I'm not going the raw, he proved himself. I'm going really to, I want to give blessing to Klal Yisrael. But he only fooled himself, because he was trying to remember, but it doesn't help everybody. Show of the Mekoyim, everybody. A little commercial, because I want to say the feet there, Murray the Taich, to see it hit me in the show of the Mekoyim, I'll be the Meshach Chokma, I'm another Taich, everybody. Shteitach by Avram, everybody. By Avram, it says Avram davened by the Parshas Lech Lecha. Rabbi said, "All the way back. I don't want to, cause a headache in the brain. So much memory was a long time ago." But the Ma'aseh Parshas Lech Lecha says Avram davened. He heard about the story and he went to daven. Hey, Dav Ulai, what does it say afterwards? For Avram shov l'mekoyim. He said, "Yes, Hashem Yirachem." Tell the Ma'aseh. Tell the. You would think after Avram worked so hard, he worked so hard to daven. And the person said, no! What would that do to a person? No, I'm going to go off the derech, chas b'sholoi, I have tainis. Avram shov the mekayim of Amuna Shleim. He returned to the exact place in Amuna. He was holding the fool, the opposite over there. He had a no from the person. He tried so hard. He was migash, with Muchoma, with Al-Azachin, commercial for the Meshach Chokma. He saved everything. He came to the person, migash, Elov, with such feelers and everything. The Bereshim said, no business, Avram. There's no, what can I do for you? There's no tzaddikim. But Avram, Shavim, Kaim, Fakir. He returned to the exact place in the moon that he was the way. He didn't stand one bit. He knew that the Bereshim, a father could say no also. If the Bereshim knows better than me. So it's no. Back to Kaim. That's the title of the Shavim, Kaim, by Avram. Oh, but here, Shavim, Kaim, if you were saying the voice, take over the Meshach Chokma. He returned to the exact, no, Ashpoh, the MS is in your face. You're staring at the truth. You're staring at something that's telling you 100% that you're not being honest with yourself. It's Yaakov's Bonai. It's Yaakov's Bnei Sai. It's Yaakov's Soi. What's your answer? Bonai. Say it's Svara. Now, why? Oh, Bonai. What's your svara? Nothing. Blank. What's going on over here? The Teretz is, he fooled everybody, but he fooled everybody so much that he fooled himself. He fooled himself in every which way that everything was sheker. Total 100% sheker. Yaakov Avinu is going to Beis Lavan. He knows he has to go to Beis Lavan. And he knows Laban is not the most erlich guy on the side. He knows he's a trickster. Rashi says he came and told Leah, he met at the well, you're not going to be able to think. Don't worry. I'm ready to handle it. He knew about his Ramah. And Yaakov was very afraid of us. He was really afraid of us. Abadi prepared himself 63 years learning Torah, but now he has to prepare himself for the Alma de Shikra. But not the Alma de Shikra, the Alma de Shikra, Shebe Shikra. He's going mamish into the lion's den of Sheker, the man who's so obsessed with Sheker and with trickery that he even is going to fool himself. And there he has to go into such a world and say, go come out. He used to say, Imlovon Garti, the Sayyid Mr. Shomarti. It says in Pasha Vayishlach, right? I live with Lovon, Sayyid Mr. Shomarti. What does that have to say, Lomaratin Lovon? It says he kept the mitzvahs. Zakra Vrudiman, Lomaratin Lovon, that even the mitzvah itself, there was no shtick. I could have done the mitzvahs, but there's, you know, I came in by Ishtabach. And, you know, I said some words, put on my tefillin. You know, I got it out. I did the mitzvah, but shtick. The mitzvah was done. Shtickery. It was a shtickery mitzvah. And I got the mitzvah out. You know, with the ani came by, frisked yourself, and then pulled out a 10 agorot from your back pocket. Meanwhile, there's 200 check in your front pocket, but you know. So you did it. You tricked him, Baruch Hashem, and he did the mitzvah, but it was a shtick. Was it erlich? Was it a mitzvah 100% erlich? Were you erlich with your friends? Were you erlich with your wife? Were you erlich? Sheker. Total sheker. What's a shtick or trick? So this is Pshat Lo Lamaati Beis Lov, and Yaakov has to go into that world of Boisai. Has he prepared Boisai? Has Yaakov been prepared for a world of total sheker, total ramois? Rabbi Yerucham, the Mir, once walked into the Beis Medrash, he picked up a chumash, a bibble. You don't know what that is? Bibble. He picked up the Chamisha Chumash term. He said, where is there a book? Where is there a safe in the entire world that's 100% truthful? MS. David Amel says, in the end of Tillim, David Amel says the Pasuk, I hated sheker and it was an abomination to me. Torah and sheker have no makom together, Boisai. Sheker sonesi is the only way to have a shayach to Torah, Boisai, if it's MS. Moshe Emes, Viseirosa Emes. Because it comes to the Bnei from who's Chosama Emes. So Meila Rakov, you don't realize that he has to delve into Torah, to a Madregas of Torah, a different level. That he becomes so imbued with Torah, that there's no mocking for Sheker. There's no mocking for Shtik. And if it has to be Ramois, it's Alpi Torah, by saying, but that's his Mazda. There's sometimes that it's Emes. Gemara in Yixubis 17a. Shalokach, Nekhro, Kalanova Chasuda, she looks like the back of a boss. Kalanova Chasuda. Mashor says, because to this guy, you can't imagine why, but she looks nice. I don't know what he sees. When did he get his last eye checkup? But anyway, what does she see? Or the other way around, what does she see in this guy? He could barely sit on one chair by the Sheva Brachas. They brought him two or three. Maybe we can get him on that chair. She's, not that big. So they have to have two automobiles, not for convenience, just for weight. But anyway, last time they went in the car, all four tires, bro, he got in the seat and... But she's in love with him. What does she see in him? I don't know. There's a lot to love. But anyway, but the Maizah Sevishal Dava, so she have to say Shabtanu, the Gemara says. Why? And Mashua says, because Magabi him, she found favor. It's Kalanov HaZudah. So there is Mahal, the Torah gives us guidance and how that also. That's right, that's MS, the Fidah Mahal. Over the Maisa Torosa is MS of Maisa. And Yaakov Avinu understood that that's the only way to deal with a lover, and that's Nagam Hoch Ladarakoi. And he went through all those 20 years, Achalani Choyrib, Erich Kait, Arasov, he learned Hilchus Shoimim from Yaakov Avinu, the Hilchus Shoimim, the Torah was tired of us. Because that's the Torah, boys, that lived, he lived with the Torah already. The Torah was in him. Hilchus Shoimim, how do you have to be so medayik, you take something from somebody else, boys, how do you have to be so careful with so many possessions? Achalani Choyrib, because that's Torah, boys, Erich Kait, Emes Kait, Arhas Spitzer, boys. And that's what Yaakov, you know, understood, but he said that's what he has to be involved with. Okay, go more into what sleep is again. Sleep is the shaft, or the shikr, or whatever. That's a different shvu. We're going to get into that now. The Bela, because a man is made 2 feet, but he's supposed to be standing, not shochar. Shochar is not, it's more tiferei. We're not going into that now. But the Bela said, Shoiva Shaldava, Oisik Vitoyer is Oisik Vitoyer, because he wanted to totally imbibe himself with the mitzias and the midah of MS, and that there should be no mokoyim, that he should be full in loymarati based law, tzayik mitzvah shomor, the loymarati based law. And this is the Musa Haskell that we have to understand on Baisat. The fringe benefit, that we call it, but it's more than that on Baisat. And the problem is, Baisat, this is the biggest problem on Baisat. We fooled the Rosh Hashiva, we did it, but we had that other phone. I know Rabbi Matis got my phone, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Matis got my phone and he filtered it with his little filter. And I got a second phone. I gotta say that it's in my underwear in the dormitory. And he's not going through my underwear. No one goes through my underwear, even my mother. So the mashkiah's not going through it. And in the middle of the night, you think, man, it's with Netspark. Everything I have on it. Hallelujah! And who's he fooling, Rabbi Isai? Who's he metamim? Only himself, Rabbi Isai. He fooled everybody, the Mashkiach, the Rosh Hashiva, his father, his mother, his grandmother, even asked him, how you doing? I'm doing great! I even have a kosher phone for the Mashkiach! What is that? And on the other line, he's with another woman. Not his grandmother, his first cousin. That's what he told the Rosh Hashiva again, tricking the Rosh Hashiva. He's so great, what a trickster! He's trickster! He fooled the Rosh Hashiva! It was my first cousin! My aunt! My grandmother! Very young grandmother! And who did he fool, Rabbi Sai? No one but himself. He messed up his mind, messed up his brain. And instead of being in the Beis Medrash and mamish soaking up the MS, and living a life, they could feel a generation to live a truthful life and be happy with yourself, because at the end of the day, the trickster, oh, he lives a life of he knows himself, he fools himself to the point where he gets depressed from it. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to be truthful. You have in the Shema, the Gemara says, the Maral says that we have a thing called guilt, Rabbi Sa. Where does that come from? Where does guilt come from? You ever see a lion? He just teared apart. He just grew up with a nice deer. And it wasn't so much high deer. It was by deer. And he ripped off the head of us. He's ever seen him sitting there like, like, this is the thing. With his paw. Pushat, ilifonecha. Why is the lion not upset? He just killed a deer with all these little kindler. He's enjoying lamb chops right now, or deer chops. What's the pshat? So the maral says, the Gemara says in Nidal Amid that when a person comes down to this world, he makes a shvua that I'm going to be a tzaddik. He makes a shvua, he's going to be a tzaddik. That shvua, says the maral, is why we have guilt. When we came down to this world, we made a shvua that we're going to be a tzaddik. We're going to be good. We're going to be good people. So when we fool ourselves, when we have guilt of us, it's because we're not being honest with ourselves. And all the trickery and the shtick of Baisai, you're not fooling anybody but yourself. You'll come back one day and you realize, what did I do? You'll come back to Yeshiva, I had so much time, I could have accomplished, I could have done it, I could have been who knows what. And here I was, fooling myself, telling the Yeshiva, yeah, don't worry, Rabbi, I get to bed by 12 o'clock every night. What's wrong with your watch? You have to check it. 12 o'clock, don't worry, yeah, I'm in bed every night at 12. I don't know who taught you number, have to read me the clock. 12 o'clock every night I'm in bed. He might be, then he's in his bed with that other phone till 4 in the morning. I don't really understand why I'm so tired. Can't figure it out. It's very hard for me to figure out, Rebbe. I went to sleep so early last night. You see his eyes all red. It's very hard to see. And then Baruch Hashem came to the Ben Olam Machaveh Shmuz, so he doesn't turn on the lights, at least not every night. And he goes into bed with that small machine, and his eyeballs are red like anything. I went to bed early. I had to finish a few episodes, that's all. Shem Yirachan, but it's in every way of life to be truthful 100%. Is it Erlich 100%? The Torah is the guidebook of us, and so many people could grow so much more without Erlich. Is it good for me to be in this place, in this room, is it good? Be honest, let's be honest. Let's forget about the shtev, telling the Rosh Hashiva, I really believe it's good for me. Yeah, and you're not doing anything. So why is it good for you? But you're not being honest with yourself. And that's what we live in a world. We live in a world that's so fake, Rabbi Yisrael. We live in a world that's all sheker, and we just and it gets so deep into us. The whole world of Hollywood, Rabbi Yisrael. Sheker upon sheker, Rabbi Yisrael. It's unbelievable. The world of Hollywood, that's the oil is into. Even the Jews, we got into it. We got Jews made the Hollywood. But the Jewish people follow the Hollywood, all the skits, Rabbi Yisrael. It's sheker, there's no truth. That blood is ketchup, Heinz. He got shot in the stomach. Whoa! Oh, this is such a thing. You see the guy with some tissues. Minnie Mouse died. Mickey's so upset. See people in the crowd crying. It's fake! 100% fake! What are you crying about? There's no guy dead. There's no story over here. It's fake. But we live in that world, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything, the billboards. Smoke Kent. The guy, a big guy, and somebody's next to him. That makes you want to smoke Kent. You think if you smoke Kent, you get that. Mayin Shmita et al Sinai, Rashi, Bahar, Ma Keshe. But you smoke Kent, you get this. Whatever, Lucky Drip, whatever it's called. Whatever cigarette it's called, they've had a picture of a cowboy with somebody next to him. They have a big billboard. You know, that's it. Drink Coke. It's the real, this is life. Big, big billboard. You live in a world where the whole world, if I say, it's in that whole world, the society, is one big deceitful thing. Well, all these things could cause problems in a person's body, but they're telling you it's the greatest thing in the world. Giant billboard. Coca-Cola. This, that. Oh, is it good for you? Not necessarily, but it's life. And you have fake news and fake everything. Everything's fake. The world is Alma de Shikra. But they mamish bring it out of Misa. And you live in that world. So your whole life becomes a one big life of Sheker. And then you just wake up one day and say, it's not true. The whole thing is fake. It's one big fake. One big show. One big Hollywood show movie. You wake up and your life is gone, and you waste your whole life on one big sheker. And you have an opportunity, Rabbi Yisrael. The emes is trying to hit you in the face. Let's not shove the mekoyim, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's take a lesson from the Torah. Let's get involved deep in the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And everybody in their own lives, there's areas where they can improve, Rabbi Yisrael. The emes to be totally erlich, Rabbi Yisrael. Whether it's in the learning also, Rabbi Yisrael. You say as far as sometimes it's not emes. So don't try to go bite it with the svara. It's sheker. So drop it. The svara you're saying and learning is not true. So drop it. You want to be zirchah to Torah, you have to look what the Torah's emes. You have to be able to mekabel. Rav Shach was a Rosh Yeshiva. And there's all the years already. And he got up to say a shekloli, which his shekloli used to work for a long time on. Tuesday, the whole Tuesday, he couldn't talk to him. He gave shir in the afternoon. He couldn't talk to him the whole day Tuesday until he gave the shir. No one could come in. The Prime Minister, I don't care the Prime Minister, I'm giving Shikloli today. They have to talk to you about the vote, get your vote. Not on Tuesday. No politics Tuesday. And Shach would bear the Shia hours and go over every Svar, and he got up once, and he gave the Shia to 17-year-old boy, and Bonavich, a young kid, threw out a question. And Shach had prepared the whole Shia. So he could have said, Lav Davka. put kashrut to lav davka. Shach closed the Gemara. Emes. The whole shiur is gone. She walked off the stage in front of everybody. The Sheir Shlomo Zalman Orabach also, when he was getting his first shtela, he came to interview. Shlomo Zalman decided he needed to finance his mishpacha. So he had an opportunity to either to be a dayan of the Bezen HaGadol or to become a shiur. He got offered to be a Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Torah, the guide of the God. So the Shlomo Zalman, they said the problem is going to be you can't give a shiur klali in front of the Rosh Yeshivas. Shlomo Zalman is a Gadol, Chacham, Shebe Chachamim. He got up, he said the shiur klali. One of the Rosh Yeshivas asked the shiur on the shiur. Shlomo Zalman, his whole family was riding on it. He didn't know for sure. Could be he's not going to have the shtel, it was the money. Shlomo Zalman said, you're right. He slugged up the shiur. He didn't lose the job now. But they gave him the job. Because they realized Torah is a Torah's emes of Baisai. And if we more and more we creep into the Torah and we look for the emes of Baisai, our lives will change of Baisai. It will be a life changer. If you let the Torah polish and let the Torah itself govern your emes of Kairo Baisai, you'll become a different man of Baisai. Your whole mitzvah will change. You stop fooling yourself. You realize what you're here for. You realize what life's about of Baisai. So we have the opportunity to take the Buddha's Svarim, which we ruchum, which we know is 100% MS, and make it a life changer, or we can all be shoved them kaimer v'isa. Go back to our beds again. Very nice food, Rebbe. I'll come back next week for the, I hope it's more. I hope you put in the shape next week, Rebbe. It's very nice food, but we need that shape back. We want to laugh even more. But I said to think a little bit, v'isa, not to shove them kaimer, to realize that we have to look for the MS in our lives. Are we doing what we can do? Are we getting up in the morning when we can get up? We can come to Shaz? Are we going to sleep on time? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? We do it here, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody has to make that cheshbon atzmi, but be truthful, Rabbi Yisai. And if I'm not, okay, maybe I can't do it, but be truthful. Don't make some cockamamie excuse. You know, my great-grandmother came to me in a dream last night. She told me it's very healthy if you need to sleep more. She came to me, said she spoke to the very other himself. And she said, me being a good great-grandmother, I came here in a dream to tell you that you have to sleep more. Tell the Rosh Yeshiva, it's a nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. He sent me. Me, your great-grandma, Sarah Larifka Bas Leah, I came here to tell you in a dream, just keep on sleeping. I have so much nachas from you. You've slept already 2 years in yeshiva. I can't be getting any more nachas than I'm getting from you. You miss chakras every day, and it's so beautiful. And I'm here to tell you that I love you for that great thing you're telling me. So when I said, but to be truthful, 100%, what's the truth? And if we're truthful to ourselves, I said, yeah, it's a life changer, game changer. We live a life, and we can prove it, I said. But if we always make excuses and say terutzin, so we're fooling, you're not fooling the Rosh Yeshiva also, because he knows deep down what's going on, I said. And he says, he knows when you're going to say you're going out to Malava Malka, it's not Malava Malka, it might be Malava Sara, not Malava Malka. But the Maisa, but at the end of the day, everybody say it's not MS. And therefore, if it's not MS, so what are you going to gain from it? You know, you might have got it out with the Shiva, but yourself will never improve. It'll be shoved them koimer, everybody say. Let's not be a shoved them koimer. Let's learn holach with darkoi. Let's go and reach our destiny. Let's reach our tachlis. Let's reach all the yisoides that we can accomplish in this world. Our tachlis, this world, boy, said. But Yaakov, holach l'tachlis, we should be zeicha to climb the ladder, the sulam, mutzavash v'roisha magia shamayma, be zeicha to reach our tachlis, achayim, and give a nachas ruach l'yoytzvah.